This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
All righty. Oof, the Warriors lose tonight to the LA Clippers, 135-131. They blow a 31-point lead, which means the Clippers' victory was the largest comeback victory in NBA playoff history. Warriors won, led this game at one point, 94-63. The Warriors gave up 85 points in the second half. 888-957-9570. This is the Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. So much to talk about in this one. Guru, I'll give you the first crack at it. Try not to take up the whole hour.
I'm stunned. I'm shocked. I mean, history was made tonight in the wrong way. And Kevin Durant, I've defended you many times, and tonight your performance to me was unacceptable. Steph Curry cannot be counted on to do it all by himself. And when we talked on Warriors Live and I asked you, did the little chihuahua get into Kevin Durant's head? Was it something that the Clippers could actually – was it tangible? Was it something they can draw from? It is, and they demonstrated it tonight. It was like what we saw the Clippers do, it was like a plan, and the Warriors played right into their hands, Steiny. The Warriors shot 40% from three, 46 free throws. You're up 31 points at home, and you can't win a game? And then Kevin Durant, you foul out? I'll say this. There's no way a barometer that I can say Kevin Durant's specialty is reading the room on the back. I'm questioning everything, Steiny, and now it's 1-1 going to L.A. I'm speechless. I'm disappointed. And I don't know what the hell happened. And, oh, by the way, Cousins may be done for the whole rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins looks like he suffered a torn quad. While nobody's coming out and saying his season is over, it certainly looks to be over. Steve Kerr, Warriors coach, said a significant injury after the game. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN already reporting that the Warriors are expecting that DeMarcus Cousins has played his last game this season.
Wow.
You know, here's where I want to stick up for Kevin Durant. And the reason is because when he was doing this the last 3-4 weeks of the season, anybody that brought it up, huh, that's strange. What's he doing? I don't know. What's he doing? Oh, he's doing this and that and everything's fine. Well, is it fine now? 8 shots in 34 minutes for a guy who's a former NBA scoring champion.
And you know what? All season long, we've heaped praise on Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, but tonight they get some of it too. They get some blame.
How?
Why wouldn't Kevin Durant be on the block taking Beverly to school to start the game?
They were up 31. Okay. They were up 31 points midway through the quarter.
But the Beverly thing wouldn't go away. It obviously was affecting Kevin Durant, and that's why he wasn't shooting in volume, Steiny.
But he wasn't shooting in volume. And they got up 31. So he was doing everything he was doing in all those games at the end of the season when they were beating teams by 15 or 20, and everybody thought it was great. The facilitator. Everybody loved the facilitator, Kevin Durant. You don't like the facilitator, Kevin Durant, though, when you need buckets and you're in a tight game. And that's what happened tonight. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I told you so, but I didn't like this from the get-go. Mm. I didn't like the 9 shots one night, 25 the next. I get it. Sometimes you get a little bored. You got to keep yourself interested. I understand all that kind of stuff, but I don't necessarily think it's beneficial when you have the most prolific scorer in the NBA, and I think we can all agree on that. He might be the best player, people think, but he's certainly the best scorer. And if he is the best scorer, why does he only take 8 field goal attempts?
Yeah.
Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley. Shaka on Berkeley, welcome to the show. We're bringing Shaka in all the calls. They're brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. What's up, Shaka? How you doing?
Hey, man. Now, look, 8 shots. The guy, you get throughout the game, or the game before, okay, we needed you. The Steph's in foul trouble. You're making no fouls. The Steph could have made that shot without him getting the foul when he fouled out. It's ridiculous, man. His IQ is very low, man. It doesn't make no sense. You're supposed to be the best player in the NBA. You shoot the ball 8 times. You're killing us with your decisions, man.
Thanks for the call, Shaka. Appreciate it.
9 turnovers, Steiny, more than shot attempts.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking about basketball IQ, Steph Curry can't escape criticism here either. Why does he have to take a 3 with 9 seconds to go? It was a 2-point game. The Warriors needed 2 points to tie the game, and he...
But how many times has he made that shot?
That's great. That's great. But you know what? Let me tell you the last... The Warriors took their last... From the 2-minute mark on, Durant missed the 3, Green turned it over... Durant turned it over. Curry made a 3. Thompson missed a 3. Curry missed a 3. Thompson missed a 3. They went 1 for 5 from 3-point range with 2 turnovers down the stretch, their last 7 possessions. Let's go to Mo in Danville. Mo, nice enough to stop by and say hello before the game. What's up, Mo? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steininger here. First of all, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for
no problem.
A few seconds out of your busy day and saying hi.
No problem.
You know, second of all, besides that, I really feel bad for DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, all the Bay Area, I think, should be a little bit in mourning a little bit for the guy. You know, after all that he's gone through in his career to finally start a playoff game, game number 2, he's out. It looks like a quad injury, like a quadricep tendon injury, to be more specific. Saw some pictures of that. Man, it is brutal.
So he's
coming back. And, you know, this is not a Kevin Durant problem. This is not a, you know, individual problem. This is a team problem. This is carryover from the regular season. This is apathy at its finest. And this is just the disinterest in, you know, wanting to play games as a team. And when they go up 31 points, you just stop playing. Like Steve Kerr said in his post-game interview, this is what happens. You get lackadaisical, you get complacent, and that's what happens. And hopefully this is the punch in the mouth they needed early on in the playoffs to realize that this is not going to be a 4-4-4-4 type event. And I'm glad it happened. I'm sad that I'm, you know, in person to see it happen, but the world's largest comeback in playoff history in the NBA, but – you know, sometimes you need that slap in the mouth to realize that you probably need to fight back. So I think we have a little bit of a Kevin problem. If he's guarded by a guy that's 9 inches shorter than him or whatever he is,
right,
got to back him down. Guru, you had it right. You got to back him down. You got to show him who is the man, and you got to say him, you know, you got to show him, you know, you got it any way, any day, every way that you want it. And until they realize that they have a mismatch, you know, who knows? Maybe they didn't have a game plan. Maybe they thought Beverly's going to guard Steph Curry. But you got to have a game plan for Beverly that includes if he's guarding Durant, that it's down the post every time. So I hope they've learned their lesson, because this was a carryover from the regular season, apathy at its finest, and I really think that, you know, this is a wake-up call. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on the way out. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate the call. Again, I'm gonna stick up for Durant. I'm gonna stick up for Durant, and the reason I'm gonna stick up for Durant is because he was judicious shooting the ball in Game 1, and the Warriors won by 17. He wasn't shooting the ball in Game 2; they got up 31. But now things start to get a little tight, drops to 20, drops to 15. Well, now everybody wants Kevin Durant to bail him out. It's like,
But it's the sideshow, Steiny.
What sideshow?
With Beverly, how much of those 9 turnovers was a result of Beverly getting at him, like just trying to bully him? It seemed to me that he was bothered by that, Steiny.
Well, Beverly came into this series, and the Warriors had
nobody knew it was to this extent, and that's why I'm just blown away. Like, there's nobody that can tell me that didn't bother Kevin Durant tonight, like. You saw it even when the ball hit stop, Steiny.
But what bothered him? Beverly?
Yeah, just
the whole way they attacked Beverly.
I believe everybody in the arena knowing that Beverly's trying to be a nuisance. And Kevin Durant, I believe, like, I've never had to deal with this. Everybody's watching my every, you know, and then I'm not being aggressive. I'm not going to give them buckets. I know the team's doing something, but they didn't dispel Beverly last gas to keep the Clippers alive. I give Doc credit and Beverly. How many teams would have quit and pulled their starters down 31? But Beverly kept with the antics, and I felt like they fed off of that, and KD played right into their hands.
What do you mean played right into their hands? He's been playing this way the last month of the season.
Right, but the turnovers,
he hasn't been shooting.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Right. Guess what? And what have I been saying? When you ask, yeah, can Kevin Durant pass? Yes, he can a little bit. But when you want to turn Kevin Durant into a facilitator, guess what? He's going to turn the ball over. You know why? Because he's a scorer. And why do you want your score? This is what kind of – it can be annoying when everybody thinks everything's fine with the Golden State Warriors. It's fine the last month of the season that Kevin Durant takes 6, 5, 8 shots a game. Okay. Hey, I went along with it.
Everything's fine. Steiny, this is not just another loss. This is historic. This is in the books. No matter what happens, championship teams don't lose this game in this fashion.
Let's go to Sherman. Sherman is in Texas. What's going on, Sherman?
How you doing, guys? A diehard Warrior fan. I defend the Warriors every day. I watch every game.
Cool.
Double shot every game. This is on Steve Kerr. Nobody in the NBA history constantly loses 20 to 30 point leads except the Warriors. You go up by 12 at the end of the third quarter, many a games, and you lose it because you keep trying to yo-yo your starters in and out in the fourth quarter. Your starters all across the NBA play normally from the 8 to 10 minute mark all the way to put teams away. The Warriors don't do that. They'll put Thompson in, then Curry will come in at the 8, Durant will come in at the 6, or vice versa.
Whoop. You still there, Sher?
Steiny, what happened?
Sherman, we lost you, but
I got his point.
Thank you so much for listening from Texas, and we lost you there. That's always a thing. When are we putting Curry back in? When are we putting
everybody else? Why did Looney come out
else?
When they were on a run?
Why did
Looney,
what?
Kevon Looney, Kerr pulled him like he had did something wrong.
Played 20 minutes.
Yeah, tonight should have been 28.
Four?
If you're gauging the game. For Kevon Looney.
I know. Who's not playing?
Bogut? I'm grasping at straws. It's the coach's job. When
they were up 31 points. Come on now.
Kevon Looney plus 19. And if you look, they were up 31,
great.
Everybody's going to, some guys had, a lot of guys had minus. Kevon Looney played his tail off tonight. Should have been in there longer than 19 minutes. I'm just saying.
I don't think he can play more than that. I don't think he's in good enough shape.
Steiny, I'm in shock, man. And how many teams outshoot the Warriors from three? Got to tip your cap to the Clippers. They outshot the Warriors from deep.
Let's go to Josh. Josh is in Oakland. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. You know,
yeah.
I put this on mainly two things. One, just Steve Kerr. I mean, that just can't happen, coach. If you have 31 points, if I understand, Kevin Durant not having that killer instinct in the time we want, that's when I rely on the coach to go and try to pull that out of him. Maybe just continue in the run sets for him. But the second thing that I put this loss on is just like the essence of basketball. Like, it's the game, then it's a game within the game. When you playing and somebody going at you, you don't necessarily have to, you know, lose yourself like, say, like a Russell Westbrook would do. But there is you have to attack. You have to let it be known that you're not going to take that. And I think Kevin Durant, sometimes I see it. Like 2 years ago against LeBron, he had it, hitting that three, picking him up in the finals, you know, guarding him. I feel like LeBron had lost that battle within that battle. It's the essence of that other game. And Kevin Durant is losing against Patrick Beverly, and it's like, oh, well, he's so much better than Pat. But when somebody's calling you out and challenging you, you got to take that challenge, man.
Thanks for the call, Josh. All right.
Wow.
I'm going to disagree. I don't think it has anything to do with Patrick Beverly. I really don't. This is not new with the way he was playing. He was passive, all right? He got the ball. He waited for the double team so he could pass it. He didn't make moves in a hurry when he had Beverly on him. Why? I don't know why. I don't know why he's played like this now for 4 or 5 weeks. People can keep saying that he's playing the way he usually does, but I think we all know at this point we're kidding ourselves. All right, let's go to Chachi in San Lorenzo. Hey, what's up, Chachi?
Hey, guys. My concern is that this is their fifth year in a row, and you know they regular season they put it on cruise control, right?
Yeah.
And they need to make a statement. They need to make a statement. Step on the opponent's throat and just close them out like how Houston did with the Jazz. And when you rip them back in, you're allowing Patrick Beverly another game to irritate KD.
Yeah.
And just like when Draymond, when the Warriors were, you know, they're making their run after he fouled out and they lost the title, they were just coasting through the playoffs, and they were concerned about him getting teased. So I think that if you let the Clippers back in, you give Beverly every opportunity to try and get under KD's skin, and then he can get a tech and he can get to 7, and that'll just, you know, he can get suspension, and that could affect them if they get past the Clippers and they face the Rockets, he could be out of game, and that could just like ruin their chances.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to get in and talk to us here at the Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com. Your home for home search. The Golden State Warriors tonight blow a 31-point lead, the largest lead ever given up in an NBA playoff game, and they lose to the LA Clippers 135-131, and the series is tied one game apiece. Game 3 on Thursday, but we'll be right back after this.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. The Warriors blow a 31-point lead tonight, a third quarter 31-point lead. They lose to the LA Clippers 135-131. Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're still here at Oracle Arena, a quiet Oracle Arena, although it was quiet for the last 6 minutes of this one too, when the LA Clippers outscored Golden State 41-23 in the fourth quarter. They scored 85 points in the second half, and the Warriors will go to LA for Thursday's game even one game apiece. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Rodney in Fairfield. What's going on, Rodney?
You know who I blame this on? I blame this on the Warriors themselves. Lack of effort. It's the lack of effort. And what they're doing is, They're prolonging this series. They're going to get less rest. So the more they give up on the court, the longer this whole series is going to be, and the next series and the next series. They have to show effort. Steve Kerr can light a fire underneath them, but when they get on the court, They got to perform. Period. They can't let their foot up off the pedal. They get two laps a day, Cole. They go to sleep, and this is what happens. Now, instead of it being a four-game sweep, now they got to go to definitely a fifth game or even more. Guess what? They don't get the extra rest that they're going to need for the next series if they get through this one. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And how big of a deal is Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams, the tandem? I mean, Montrezl Harrell, 9 of 9 from the field, Steiny. Your boy Lou Williams, 36 points. It doesn't look like Cousins will be available Thursday. My goodness, their eyes lit up, and they took it to the Golden State Warriors. I'm still stunned. I'm a beast stunned.
How about this? Is it possible that the Warriors, what were they up at half? 23. They're up 23 at half. Is there any chance they got into halftime, got into the locker room, and they realized it was over for Cousins? They realized
That's
the season
real.
Was over, and the team is devastated because it's they like Cousins, and it's awful for a guy who was injured all of last year. I'm willing to think that's a possibility. Also, is it an excuse? Probably not one that anybody wants to hear. But I gotta believe if they figured out at halftime that Cousins was probably done for the year, that can make you lose some focus.
But what about
and
the time, Steph? You know what? You are right. They're human. They're not robots. But the inability to get a stop after Steph bails you out, you're up three. Here comes Lou Williams. If he's not fouled, he's getting a bucket, or they're dumping it down to Harrell. I mean, defensively, Steiny, they wilted. They wilted.
It's hard to argue with that. Anthony in Oakland. What's up, Anthony? How you doing?
What's going on, Steiny?
Hey.
Hey, honestly, the Beverly and KD thing, I was there. It played nothing into the end of the result of the game. I mean, Iggy, what, 1 of 6 from three? Clay, what, 1 of 4? I mean, you got to make some shots. Boogie going out of half, yes, or before half, yes, that sucks. It puts a damper on the team. But, I mean, come on, 31 points.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna piggyback on that. And I realized, you know, there was a lot of fouls called tonight.
Good
so the
Lord.
Shot attempts are going to be down. But just think about this for a minute if you're a Warrior fan. Just think about this, and you tell me if you think this is right. All right? Steph Curry took 18 shots, okay? DeMarcus Cousins got hurt, all right? He got hurt 3 minutes into the game, so he doesn't play.
Gotcha.
Okay? Klay Thompson takes 11 shots, and Kevin Durant takes 8. You've got to be kidding me. You absolutely have to be kidding me with that. You tell me something's not up.
And so Kerr gets – at the end of the day, you can't blame every player, Steiny. They
yes,
got a coach. They got a coach, and he's saying something during the timeout.
I would like to think a team could bring it home. The back-to-back NBA championship should be able to bring something home. From
record books, man.
J.D., grab a headset. I'm not going to formally introduce you that. You know, I'm not going to make it huge. John Dickinson joining us. We're just going to welcome him in.
Yeah.
And I'll let you listen to this call I'm going to take, and then we'll just incorporate you. Oaktown, what's going on? G-State and Oaktown, or Oaktown and G-State, one of those two.
What's going on? It's G-State, Oaktown, longtime fan, 45 years.
Thank you, man.
You said it like something going on, but I'm going to say I've been telling my boys this before the beginning of the year. The Warriors not going to win it, and I've been a big fan. You know why?
Huh.
Because they'll beat themselves. Okay, nobody beat the Warriors but they sells. 43 turnovers in 2 games.
Yeah.
And then you go, I mean, you can think y'all can be on the radio, everybody can talk about who, what, why, when. It's a lot of stuff, you know, we can be real with it. Talk about, you know, everybody
hey, Oaktown.
Makes money, everybody about money.
Oaktown. Oaktown, I want to ask you a question. You ready?
You could ask me everything.
Because you want to cut, you know what it seemed like tonight? Seemed like a team that didn't like each other. They just didn't see. They don't seem like they like each other.
Even
anymore.
When they were up, though, Steiny?
What do you think, Oak?
What you saying? You don't think? No, they liked each other and everything. But what no, it is like it's just like you have like you like your wife, okay? But don't y'all get angry at each other tonight. Then you say, baby, I'm not talking to you tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just going to the living room, sleep on the couch. But yeah. Tomorrow,
well, I don't do that.
You know, we might have a little better relationship. But it's, you can't say that. I mean,
it just really, it feels like the minute. All right, Oaktown, thank you. I appreciate it. I respect your opinion. It just seemed like, of course, they look like they like each other when they're up 31, and they don't look like they like each other when they give up a 31-point lead. I get that. It's an easy thing to say, and it's an easy thing for me to say is what I'm trying to say. By the same token, I think that what happened the last, and we're going to welcome in John Dickinson, I mean, I'm trying to think where to start. I think the Warriors, Kevin Durant's been doing this for 3-4 weeks, and he did it again tonight, and now everybody wants to know why Kevin Durant isn't going at Patrick Beverley, and my feeling is I don't think it has anything to do with Beverley. This is the way he's been playing for 3-4 weeks.
It is, and tonight it bit the Warriors because they built a huge lead, and it wasn't an issue. And then Stephen Curry picked up his fourth foul, which changed the game at around the seven minute. He winds up needing to be subbed out of the game, and the Clippers get on a run. Everything gets a little out of whack as far as the rotation for the Warriors, and it puts them in a position where they need Durant to try and save them. And I think it's hard to be the guy that has to be the guy to try and save you when you haven't been playing that way the entire game, and in reality haven't been playing that way for weeks.
Right.
So tonight is where it all culminated. Curry's out of rhythm, so he doesn't have the huge third quarter that maybe puts the game away. He comes back in the fourth. He's out of rhythm, so he doesn't play well down the stretch. You try to get it to Durant, and Durant can't get it going because Durant isn't playing the way Durant needs to play throughout the course of the entire game to get going.
Right.
So then you're out of sync down the stretch, and Durant can't save you. And then, oh, by the way, he fouls out. So you can't even go to him. And then everybody knows you're going to Curry.
Well, but then you still should have your ace in the hole, Klay Thompson. But he takes a three-pointer with 33 seconds left, and my first thought was, has he taken any shots tonight?
Wow.
I mean, the thing to me that's incredible is you just look at two of the most prolific scorers in basketball, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. And both those guys didn't shoot the ball tonight. All right, we come back. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to get more into this. 888-957-9570. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up, presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Warriors Wrap-Up continues on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson, and John Dickinson with you from Oracle Arena, where the Warriors blew a 31-point lead tonight. It was the largest blown lead in playoff history, and the Los Angeles Clippers came in here tonight and beat the Warriors 135-131. Game three now Thursday, and they will go to L.A. tied one game apiece. Let's take a call. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina. Tim, thanks for staying up late on the East Coast for us.
What's up, Stommy? What's up, Guru? Stommy, I agree with everything you're saying. I get it. I understand Kevin has been playing this way for the last 3 or 4 weeks. But let's agree that we talk about this team and their basketball IQ over and over and over again. And when Kevin Durant, I mean, you have to realize, okay, Steph is going out, four fouls. And the basketball IQ kicks in and says, okay, I'm a killer. This is what I do. It's time to take this thing over and let me turn into Kevin Durant. All of the greats, Michael, Kobe, we talk about it all the time, Stani. They can turn that thing on. Stani, do we remember they were in the penalty with 10 minutes to go in the fourth
941.
Quarter?
Yes, 941. Yes.
Forget that. This is my 7-foot all-world, everything I can do all. Let's get this thing. What is the best way to stymie a run that's coming
Tim,
on you? Is hit to the line, stymie.
Hey, Tim, you know what?
Yeah.
I think everything you're saying is absolutely correct, and that's why I have to almost ask myself, is he doing this on purpose? Because he can't be this blind and tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, and I understand that, and it makes me think that a little bit, and then I do give a little bit to Kerr because I get what you're saying. You're up 31, so that's why we see Jarepko, and that's why we start seeing Jordan Bell and all of that. But it makes me go back to a Mamba killer mentality.
Yeah.
That score, we all agree. Listen, Curry's going out. It's time for me to activate. 7 minutes in the third quarter. I understand what Dickinson said earlier. He hasn't been playing this way the whole game. But 7 minutes in the third quarter, it's time to activate.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not 7 minutes in the fourth quarter or 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes in the third, Steph goes out. Okay, let me turn this thing on. Let me back him up in the post. Let me make my drop step pull up. You know, let me react quickly when the double team comes. It's just time to reactivate. It's time. It's one thing. It's either what you said. It's either on purpose or him just lackadaisical thinking we got this no matter what.
He lost points. KD lost points for me.
Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate him all time great. Just to the caller's point, fellas, his inability to read the room, it disappointed me and it disappointed the fans. For you not to know, as the great E-40 said, tell me when to go. And for whatever reason, Kevin Durant did not go. He has not been going. And that's an inability to know when it's time for the great. Hey, did that been Russell Westbrook or any other, savage?
Well, if it had been Russell Westbrook, he might have been 4 for 20, and they would have never been up 31.
Plus, Russell would have never played this way for a whole month. Go ahead.
Also,
I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong.
No, you don't have to.
This has been going on for a while. It's one of the issues that this Warriors team has. And look, it's an embarrassment of riches. There's tremendous talent everywhere. They're two-time defending champions. But one thing that is problematic for this team with some regularity is knowing when to go to the isolation game versus when to go to the open flow game versus when to go to the Stephen Curry needs to take over the game mode. It's given the nature and the DNA of this team and the culture of the way they were built, it's hard to just start playing completely differently on a dime.
JD, they got a coach, a great coach.
That doesn't make it easy. That doesn't make it easy. I understand they have a great coach, but it's not as simple as that.
See, I think there's something to the last caller. Okay, so Curry picks up his fourth foul midway through the third quarter. You're up big. You're in control. I do think what should kick into Durant and Clay for that matter. It's like, you know what? Let's get us over the next 7 minutes. Maybe Steph doesn't even have to come back in this game. And that is something that is kind of automatic with the player. Okay, so Durant didn't do that. Well, so everybody's saying he doesn't know when. He doesn't know that. I think he does know. And I think he's
– What's the gain? That's what I guess I'm asking, fellas. What's
the gain? I think the gain is
– A message?
I don't know. I mean, I could guess, but people don't like – I think he's trying to make a point.
Because his star took a hit tonight, whether you agree with that or not.
You know what? I don't necessarily agree with that.
From a perspective outside of the Bay, he's getting blamed for the collapse tonight.
And you know what?
He
maybe should be. But you know what? That's not the way he's looking at it. He could be looking at it as though, we didn't.
You gave up 85 points in the second half.
Yeah, and you know what? And by the way, I'm looking, we didn't score. We only scored one bucket in the last 2.5 minutes, huh? I wonder why.
And look, we're talking about
– I didn't take any shots.
I'm
just saying.
Well, look, I've been up here for maybe 15 minutes, and we've talked completely about the Warriors' offense.
Right.
They gave up 85 freaking points in the second half.
Yes, they did.
I mean,
great
that's
point.
Not nothing.
No,
and
isn't.
I mean, it's offense, ball, this, that. Well, you know what? If you give up 80 points instead of 85, you win.
Stoney mentioned
you give up 80 and a half, you
seeing
win.
Seeing Cousins at halftime and maybe his situation – I mean,
what do you think of that?
It could be valid that they
maybe they go in at halftime and they all realize it's like, over for them, and they just kind of because they like him, and I'm sure they're it hit. I'm just
yeah, but the Warriors actually pushed the lead.
They did,
in the
but
third
it was
quarter
23.
Until Curry went out.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it went from 23 to 31. I mean, that's another
No doubt.
That's another level. But I mean, to me, it was Curry's foul. That's when it changed. Mm. And then, as Steve Kerr said, they stopped playing.
You know what's funny is tonight you think of the Warriors as a great defensive team, and I do think they're a good, great defensive team when they want to be, but it's like they have nobody who can guard Lou Williams. They have nobody, even Clay.
Can I add Harold to the list?
Well, if Harold's on the floor without Lou Williams, he's not going to hurt you that much. So let's quick do the play of the game. Play of the game.
It's time for the play of the game. He got it! Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the play of the game.
A minute to go. Curry dribbles. Working on Landry Shamet. Throws the ball to Iguodala. Gets it back left wing. Takes a three. Fires and hits a three. Big time bucket.
All right. There it is. There's your play of the game. Call in tomorrow at 10:30. Get $100 if you tell us what it is. I have totally blown the clock. So I've had a bad a performance as the Warriors tonight. They lose 135-131. They blow a 31-point lead. I would definitely tune in to 95.7 The Game tomorrow to hear all about it and hear about it all week long. JD,
I'm going to be joining the morning show at 6:33 tomorrow, so we'll continue the conversation at that point, and they'll be on, obviously, at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And you guys, no practice for the Warriors tomorrow.
All righty, no practice for the Warriors. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.